Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
The Girl Who Cried Prank. Have you ever heard the story about the boy who cried wolf? It's one of those stories with a hidden message in it. You know, the sort of message that is designed to try to get you to behave. It's also quite an old fable, and the boy in it is a shepherd, and he lives in the olden days, when you didn't have to go to school, when you may well end up in charge of a flock of sheep, even if you were a little kid. Must be quite a nice life, all those sheep thinking about it. But anyway, I only mention it because today's story is a bit the same. And it's got a hidden message too. Although it won't be that hidden because I'll probably tell you at the end. And maybe during the middle too. Yeah, probably then, just to make sure you've got it loud and clear. So, let's go. Our story isn't set in the olden days. It's set in the present. Our main character is called Zia, and she goes to a school, a bit like yours, in a town that's probably quite similar too. Zia's parents were quite rich, and so she always had the latest gadget or the newest crazed toy. She was the first to have loom bands in year two. In year three, she had the biggest stack of Pokemon cards, and you should have seen her fidget spinners in year four. Ooh! In a funny way, having the latest gadgets never made her particularly popular, and she found it quite hard to make new friends. She was now in year five, and the craze in this particular school wasn't currently a particular toy or a TV program or even dance moves. It was pranks. In case you've been living in a cave or tending a flock of sheep in the olden days and don't know what a prank is, it's basically playing a trick on someone. Not a cool magic trick with cards or a disappearing handkerchief. Pranks are usually kind of mean, making people trip over, spilling their drink, things that make you look silly. It had become a craze because of an internet sensation called the Dorky Boys. They were a couple of teenagers who would film themselves playing pranks, and they must have had a million followers who would eagerly watch the newest video showing them launching custard pies into the faces of unsuspecting members of the public, pretending to be security guards at shops and telling shoppers there was a killer ferret on the loose, and memorably, in one episode, coaxing a dog into a church where it did something unmentionable in the vestry after a chase. You get the idea. Zia thought that maybe if she became the class prankster, everyone would like her and it would be a way to make friends. The first prank she did involved balancing a cup of water on the door so that when Maisie Evans came in, splush, it went down. Everyone laughed and Zia felt pleased with herself. Pranked you, she yelled at Maisie, who was not laughing. She was shocked and upset, but Zia barely noticed. The next day, she hid everyone's clothes when they were at PE, including her own, so no one suspected her, and she had the whole school searching and thinking that there must be a ghost. The class thought they would have to go home in their PE kits and trainers until Zia yelled, "Pranked you!" and revealed the hidden clothing. The class giggled a bit, but it was a cold day, and it had been really chilly, shivering in shorts and polo shirts, and wondering that they'd have to tell their parents they'd lost their clothes and shoes. The teacher, Mrs. Simons, was not happy with Zia's new game, and she was told to stay indoors during break and lunch for the week, and sit quietly in the library where she couldn't get into any more trouble. But this didn't do much good. Zia spent the time changing all the stickers on the books, and so the readers in year six would end up with picture books with no words, and the reception children would be given dictionaries and the works of Shakespeare. It took a couple of days for that prank to be discovered by the Year 6 children who helped give the books out. And what did she say? Pranked you! Mrs. Simons was even more cross now, of course, and Zia's parents were told that Zia must stop misbehaving because pranks, whilst funny on a video or in your own time, just weren't appropriate for school. It seemed that nothing would stop Zia, who spent her time coming up with more and more tricks. Every break and lunch had to be spent in the sunflower room where she would do worksheets. The sunflower room was where you went if you needed to calm down, or if you were, for example, constantly playing tricks on people and getting on their nerves. She just couldn't seem to stop. It was such a buzz to yell, prank, and make people laugh. Or some people laugh. Strangely, she didn't seem to have made any friends yet. Maybe more pranks were needed. The trouble with constantly pranking people is that eventually people start expecting the prank. They might say something totally boring like, oh, can you pass me the pencils? And you'll be narrowing your eyes and squinting at them suspiciously, wondering how stupid you're about to look, because obviously it must be a prank. And this was to be Zia's undoing. You know that hidden message about why you should behave that I was talking about? Well, hold on to your hats, because it's coming up right now. And yes, I appreciate it's not particularly well hidden, but anyway. She'd come up with the brilliant idea of replacing the teacher's whiteboard pens with permanent markers, and was sneaking into the stationery cupboard when a gust of wind blew the door and it shut with a firm click. It was a heavy door. To Zia's surprise, it didn't have a handle on the inside at all. After all, who would need to shut themselves inside a stationery cupboard? Actually, am I? I quite like stationery, and having a whole cupboard to rummage around in sounds brilliant fun. But anyway, this story isn't about me. I'll move on. It's about Zia, and Zia did not like being stuck in that cupboard at all. And this cupboard was cold and dark and spidery. It wasn't a nice place to be. She pushed at the door and shouted out, but to no avail. It was morning break, and because she was meant to be in the sunflower room, no one had noticed she had gone. A new teacher came to teach the class after break, because Mrs. Simons was having a baby soon and had an appointment at the hospital. So the teacher didn't notice she'd not returned to her lessons. Because she'd been so naughty, the class thought she must have been sent to the sunflower room again. And actually, it was quite a relief to be able to get on with their work without wondering if there was a whoopee cushion on their chair or anything like that. This meant Zia was sat miserably in the dark little room with the spiders dancing around the ceiling, making her shiver and squeak. She tried calling out time and time again, but no one could hear her. Lunchtime came and went with her sitting on the floor, trying not to look at the spiders, who, it has to be said, took a very dim view of someone taking up space in their cupboard. She was cold and stiff, and she had been stuck there for nearly 3 hours. She didn't have a watch, so couldn't tell what time it was, but she did think that at least when the final bell went, the children would come through the corridor and she could attract someone's attention. Ring, ring, ring. Soon after the bell, she could hear a babble of voices coming along the corridor. This was her chance. Help! I'm stuck in the cupboard! Petros heard her and shouted back, yeah, right, as he walked away laughing. Please, someone help me! I'm stuck in the cupboard! She tried again. Oh, Zia, you're such a prankster, yelled Immy. Her friend Saffron agreed. Yeah, we know if we open it, you'll throw a bucket of water over us or something. Not a chance! And off they went. This happened time and time again. No one believed she was really stuck, and no one came to help. She could hear the children's voices dim as they all left the building. She tried one last time. Please, help! I really am stuck in here! But all that came in response was laughter from the last trickle of children. Zia, we aren't falling for your pranks, give it up! And that was that. The truly terrible thing was that Zia usually went to the after-school club, and so her parents wouldn't have noticed for another 2 hours. She was beginning to need the loo, and she was seriously wondering if she'd have to spend the night there, and I have to say, she had a little bit of a cry. This had not worked out the way she expected at all. Having a bit of a cry made her think of Maisie Evans. She'd been upset at the prank the other week. It was horrible to feel upset. and she realised that it was even more horrible to be the one making people upset. She fervently made a wish that if she ever got out of the cupboard, she would never prank again. Fortunately for Zia, the after-school club had a register, and they had to make sure the children were all attending. When she didn't appear, they phoned Zia's parents, and a search was eventually underway through the school. All Zia knew is that she could hear her voice being shouted in the quiet corridor and footsteps approaching. "I'm stuck in the cupboard!" she yelled, and to her tremendous relief, the door was quickly unlocked by the caretaker, and she was free. There were quite a few questions asked later about exactly how she'd not been missed for such a long time. And Zia had quite a bit of explaining to do as well. She was so relieved to be free that she said she was sorry and would never play pranks ever again. And she never did. And you know what? She actually began to make friends. And it didn't seem to matter if she had the latest gadget or toy or what the latest craze was. After all, some things are more important than things like that, right? And that's the story of the girl who cried, "Prank!"
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.